بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 12, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the government officials of the Islamic Republic. One of the points that has been frequently mentioned in the prayers of this month, both day and night prayers, is the issue of asking God for forgiveness. We must ask God to forgive us. In certain prayers, there is a statement saying, "This is the month of forgiveness." Asking God for His forgiveness is frequently mentioned in these prayers. Well, what does forgiveness mean? It means apologizing. We must apologize to God the Exalted. We must apologize to Him for many things that we did and that we did not do. This act of asking for divine forgiveness, which is done with a pure intention, gives you a purity that attracts divine mercy. We must try to attract divine mercy and divine blessings. In prayers, we read, "O God, I ask you to bring about the circumstances for your mercy." There are certain circumstances which lead to divine mercy. This asking for forgiveness is effective in all areas of life.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There is an ayah, a verse, in Surah Al-Hud, in chapter Hud, about the common affairs of life. "And O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord, and turn to Him in repentance. He will send you the skies, pouring abundant rain." In other words, God the Exalted shows heavenly blessings on you. After that, God says, "And add strength to your strength." The Holy Quran, chapter 11, verse 52. This increases your strength and power. This is very important. This is not a personal matter. Rather, it is a public and national matter. The effect of asking for divine forgiveness in one of the most difficult arenas of life, fighting against the enemy, is more clearly explained in a holy ayah and verse in the auspicious Surah Ali Imran. How many of the prophets fought, and with them fought, large bands of godly men, but they never lost heart if they met with disaster in God's way, nor did they weaken, nor give in. And God loves those who are firm and steadfast. All they said was, "Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty." Holy Quran, chapter 3, verses 146 to 147.
I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done. from all